Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey everyone, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It is great to have you, Saturday Nation. And we have another Saturday story that we want to highlight. I'm going to bring out Jill Merriman in just a second. Jill, we're going to talk about networking with Jill. And what I find out is that a lot of people struggle in this area. You go to an event or even a small area, you walk in a room with 10 or 12 people. How do you network? How do you become, you know, instant friends with people, find out about their business, maybe promote your business, find out how to do affiliate deals, joint ventures, things like that. I met Jill over the summer. Well, hey, let me just bring Jill out. Jill, you with me?
I'm here, Sam.
Hey, Jill Merriman. Great to have you on the Everyday Saturday podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's the one thing I think we'll have, Jill, is fun today. That's the one thing. You got an outgoing personality, and you're perfect for this show because we want to talk about what you're the expert in, and that's the art of networking. Are you up for talking about a little networking today, Jill?
Absolutely. That's my favorite topic.
That's good. You know, we met in Vegas. I spoke at an event in Vegas. Jill was there and we hit it off. And she actually came through my podcasting course as well. And I'm telling you, when you hear about how easy it is for Jill to walk into a room of people and become friends and she can strike up deals with complete strangers, you're going to get value from this. So Jill, it's great. It was great meeting you in Vegas. And it's also so much fun to have you inside the show. When you hear the word, well, let me tell you, when most people hear the word networking, they're like, oh man, do I really got to go up and talk to somebody, or how do I really promote me without sounding selfish and goofy and all that stuff? Let me just start with that. How do you break the ice with somebody? You walk into a room, Jill, there's 50 people there and you're a complete stranger. What do you do? How do you act? What do you say?
Oh boy, that's the number one question I get from most people. Like, where do I start? What do I do? And really it's not as big as people think. It's like, you don't do anything. You just be yourself. And one of the things that I think really trips people up is that they think they have to be something they're not. So for instance, if they're walking into a Chamber of Commerce meeting or a networking event and it's after hours and everybody's all dressed up, they're like, ah, oh, gosh, you know, I don't know if I have the right clothes on. Sometimes they don't. And that's one of the things I teach in my course. But, you know, for the most part, you just have to be yourself. And you just have to go into that room as if you're on a playground. You know, let's go back to third and fourth grade. You're on a playground and you want to talk to someone. So really, networking is friend making. And if they could just, people could just think about it as making friends. Don't even think about soliciting your business, talking about your business, because the key is that it's not about you. It's all about them.
And I think that gives some people, that's great advice, by the way, going to friend making. But some people aren't really good at making friends. What if you're an introvert? Let me ask you that question. What if you just don't like, you need to build your business. You need to be able to talk to people, but you're an introvert. You're kind of shy. You don't want to really walk. You get intimidated by that.
You know? That's a great question. One of the things that I teach in my training is I have a list of questions that you could ask. And actually, a good friend of mine said, gee, you should laminate them, put them on index cards and sell them, because I would love to have a set of those in my purse. And it's just certain questions. So you don't even have to think, oh, what am I going to say? Or what? You just take out the little card and you could just ask basic questions. Oh, do you belong to this group? Or are you from this area? You know, general questions. Even if you're an introvert, you don't have to say anything as long as you're not standing there with your arms folded so it shuns people away. If you're just standing by either the bar or the food, people will talk to you. they will make it easier by talking to you. As long as you look approachable. I guess that's the word I was trying to look for.
So all these times I'm actually, this is now good for me that while I'm at the bar when I travel all these times, that's actually a good thing. I'm so happy you said that because sometimes I feel like I spend too much time there. But thank you for giving me permission, Jill, to have the Guinness in the end, standing and holding up the bar.
Yes, you could do that. And I guess you get a lot of people talking to you, don't you?
Yeah. No one ever offering to buy me a beer, but ever a couple of people have talked to me.
No, that's a different story. That's a whole different thing.
So I'm talking with Jill Merriman. You can check her out, jillmerriman.com. That's M-E-R-R-I-M-A-N. You'll see Jill's big smiling face on her page there. She helps people networking, leader, affiliate marketers, everything. You can also actually... this is pretty cool, Jill. You've got a download, 23 tips for Facebook Live. I just saw that. Do you do a lot of Facebook Lives?
You know, I was doing them for a while, very regular, like every 2 days or so. But then I got so busy with my new venture, which I'll tell you in a minute. But what I did is I belong to a women's networking group. Actually, it's one that I created with two other women. And it's called Connect the Dots for Women. And what we did is we said, you know, we have to have something of value, something that people really want to know right now. And it was either a toss-up between Instagram or Facebook Live. And we took a poll and we said, you know what? People want to know Facebook Live. So I came up with these 21 tips, but then while we were there, a couple of the attendees added two more. So it's 23 tips. And it was so great. We had these little mock Facebook Lives and I showed them how they could do it where it's not live. So you could just keep going over and over again and testing it out. It was really a lot of fun and they got good information from it.
Hey, you know what I love about that? A lot of things I love about what you just said, but the main thing is you didn't ask permission. You didn't go see how many other people are doing Facebook Live trainings or eBooks or tips. You didn't say, I need to be the number one expert in this area to launch this. I love that. You just did it. Why were you, is that the way you operate? Because most people would be, well, I mean, I'm not the expert really in Facebook Live. I haven't really been doing it that long, but yet you put it out there.
Yeah. You know, I guess I don't think of it that way. I just know that everybody does things a little differently and people are attracted to you or not attracted to you. And I think that people like people who are confident. And that's one thing that I am, is I'm confident in what I know and what I don't know. So what I know is how to talk in front of a camera, how to speak. In fact, I'm part of a Toastmasters group that I just signed up for maybe a month ago because I want to be a better speaker. Sometimes I do the uhs and I do the ums and all that. And, you know, it's all about personal development. You just have to get better and better each day. And that's what I did with Facebook Live. I didn't know what I was doing when I first started. Oh my goodness. I think the camera wasn't even looking at me the first time. But you know what? You have to be able to laugh at yourself. People want people that are real, just like them, you know? And that's one of the things with networking. If we just go back to that, is people, how do they show up? A lot of times they show up as the hunter and it turns people off. You know, there's two types of personalities. There's the hunter mentality or the farmer mentality. And people will get there and all they're focused on is they got to hand out their card. They got to hand out their business card and they got to make a sale. They got to make a sale. And you know what? That's icky. People don't like that. And people feel that. But if you go with the farmer mentality, which is, let's see, you go to give, not go to get. That's one of the things I teach in my courses. Just go to give advice, go to give information about the new phone app that's really cool for your business or even just personal stuff, where the best restaurant is, where your kid takes karate, you know, just information, go to give information and you'll be known as that expert. You'll be known as, or I should say, as a reliable resource.
I love that. And you were saying, be authentic, be yourself, you know, don't try to be somebody else. It's funny, prior to this, us hitting the record button on the podcast, you shared with me your first impression of myself when I came up on stage. Go ahead and share that with the audience. What was your first impression?
Oh my gosh. When you went on stage, you know, it wasn't a huge stage, but it was a pretty decent one. And there was about, what, 300 people in the audience. And you were just like oozing of confidence. You just strutted across that stage and you're just talking like you normally talk. Like just, yeah, so I'm here. I flew in and, yeah, Vegas. And you're talking, and I'm saying to myself, who the heck is this guy? Who does he think he is? I'm going to croak, because right before that, the speaker before was all PowerPoints. I mean, you had a PowerPoint and it was nice, but it wasn't like,
oh, it was horrible. Okay.
No, it was fine. Yeah. It was great because it had some really cool family pictures. But you see, you're saying, oh, it's horrible. And I thought that was endearing. I got to see a little bit more of you, and it made me connect with you more instead of this, you know, straight-laced person up there. And it goes back to exactly what we're saying. Just be you. You know, not everybody in there listening to you was going to be attracted to that. But I saw a lot of people running in the back, including myself, to sign up for your course because you were real. You know, you're the real deal, like what I say, my new program, the real deal.
You know, you're right. And I said horrible only because I don't really focus on PowerPoints. Like there, I don't do a lot of text. I use a lot of family photos and other things like that. Cause I really think as a speaker, the focus should be on the message and not, you know, a slide, you know, to each their own. I just death by PowerPoint is a big concern of mine. I think too many speakers get caught up in how great their PowerPoint is versus how great their message is and how they show up. So, hey, take me through the summer. You said you just got involved in a venture as well. This is probably a perfect example of how to network with somebody and create a joint venture out of absolutely nothing. Can you share that story?
Absolutely. It's so amazing because really God was in the middle of all that because it just happened so fast. So this is what I did. In the summer, I was reinventing myself. I had a full-time job working my business on the side, and it was restructured. So it was really great timing for me, and it was a blessing in disguise. So this summer, I was reworking on my LinkedIn page. So now I go to my LinkedIn page, and I had to learn how to do Canva. And, you know, I didn't think I was so techie, but now I'm pretty decent because yeah. I really went through the valley all summer long. All I did was work, 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 work. And I learned all these new things, including how to do a podcast when I took your class. So one of the things that I did is I was redoing my program. I have something called the Real Deal Program. I'm a trainer at heart. I love to train, especially network marketing professionals. That's my sweet spot, affiliate marketers and home-based business owners. So that's where I go with the one person that just starting out or maybe has had a difficult time the first couple of years. So that's my sweet spot. So I go to this networking event armed with just completing my Real Deal training program. And one of the things that I teach is how to do a 30-second elevator pitch. And when I got up to do my 30-second elevator pitch, it was flashy, it was succinct, it was had a lot of information, and it caught people's attention. So one of the women that was sitting near me, she came up to me afterwards because I talked about how I did this new training program. And she said, I've been meaning to do a training program for over a year. I would love to pick your brain. In fact, I would love maybe if you could teach one of the classes at my new training academy. Now, what you need to know about this woman is she was 30 years in the private aviation field. What she does is she charters out planes. So when Magic Johnson or Beyonce, well, they probably have their own plane, but people like that want a plane, they would contact her and she would get them from point A to point B. So none of this first class big jumbo jet, we're talking personal aviation. So I said, sure. A couple weeks went by. I reached out to her. Of course, that night, one of the things you do with networking is you follow up immediately. It was so great meeting you. I'd love to connect with you. We talked about this program. Let's get together. So our schedules were conflicting, but a couple weeks later, we met. And I was just downloading all this information, giving her information how she could do the program. Everything I learned in the summer, how to do Facebook Lives and how to set up a website and how to do hosting and, you know, LinkedIn page and how to do social media ads and attraction marketing. One of the things that I'm an affiliate of. All these things that I learned, God used when I was talking to her because the next thing I know, she's like, wow, I didn't know all that was involved and you have all that information. That's great. You know, I guess I have a lot of work to do. Yeah, sure. She's driving home and she calls me. This was like 15 minutes later as we met because I didn't expect anything, Sam. That's what the whole thing is about networking is you're not expecting anything in return. I was just going to give. I was giving her info. So 15 minutes later, she calls me up and she says, you know, I do my best thinking when I'm driving. And I was thinking I needed to partner with someone who was in the aviation business, but I would like to partner with you because you have all the business development and business information that I don't have, but yet I have all of the nitty gritty content of the private aviation training. And what this training program is for travel agents, for executive assistants, so that they know how to order a plane, what do they need to ask. And also for those who are interested in getting into the operations, charter sales, and customer service end of private aviation. So I was like, wow, that came out of nowhere because I didn't expect that. I was just trying to help her. So since then, in one short month, we signed a partnership agreement, set up, created a name for the business, website hosting, email addresses, Google phones, business cards, set up the outline of the training, everything, but did do the training. And by November 30th, we will have our first training class. That is all from networking, going to that one meeting.
So you're supplying her all the marketing angle of the joint venture. Is that what you're going to be bringing to it?
Yes, I am. I'm doing all the marketing. I did all the business development end of it. I'll be reaching out to people, doing what I do best, because she doesn't like to network. She doesn't like to really speak. So I'm suggesting she go for Toastmasters because she's the one who is going to be doing the training. But I'm going to be doing the PowerPoint presentations and all the icebreaker games when we get there and doing the enrollment, all the stuff that I love to do.
That's awesome. And you, these skills that you're bringing to this partnership, this relationship, you possess these skills. And, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but mainly because of this job that you were in, it was restructured. So basically you lost that job, but had you not lost that job, you wouldn't have gained all of these marketing skills. Is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. I mean, I had a little bit of marketing skills, but I'm telling you, I was in the valley. There were days I was trying to pull my hair out and I just had to do it. And I just want to encourage those out there that if you're thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do in this network marketing business or my own business? It's taking forever. You know what? Just keep at it. Don't quit. Because really, there's something around the corner where you will be using everything that you learn, even the hardships, you will use that.
That's amazing. See, that right there was worth this podcast because so many people find themselves, oh, I want, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't trust myself and I got to go get a job, which you might have to go get a job depending. Everybody's bills are different. Everybody's cash flow is different. But boy, the change in you and how much you've grown as a result of the challenge, that is most people, there's two ways to look at a situation when you have a tough time. And that is the victim mentality. Why me? Why does this happen to me? Why at this time? Or how am I supposed to grow from this? What am I supposed to learn from this? And if you take that mentality, which you did, Jill, what am I supposed to learn through this season? There's something that I'm supposed to learn. God's trying to teach me right now. I need to listen because if I do, great things are going to happen. So congratulations. I mean, I think that right there is worth the entire podcast. I want to also make sure I give another plug at jillmerriman.com. Make sure you visit Jill's page. It's Jill Merriman, Merriman, jillmerriman.com. Check out her free download, 23 tips for Facebook Live, and just try to connect with Jill. I mean, and learn from that message right there that even in your darkest time, in the challenge, in that season, because all it is just a season, what are you supposed to learn? Jill, I think you were meant to learn how you can serve other people with this brand new found, these skills that you have.
That is awesome. Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to say is that I do also have a podcast. It is just for network marketers, and I give these tips, and I've been getting emails here and there from people that are saying, oh, I really needed to hear that today. Because I think that when people start out in their network marketing or affiliate marketing or even home-based, you know, they're a real estate agent, they're an insurance, they're all by themselves, they feel defeated, they feel, you know, discouraged, and if you just keep plugging away, you learn something new every day. And I try to give them just these little tips and little motivational stories just for those people that are on their own.
Love it. And that's all you need to do to get, I mean, getting people from point A to point B, that's what they need. You don't need to, nor did this newest partner in your business want you to solve all their problems. Okay. You don't have to solve all their problems. She wanted you to help get her from point A to point B, and you're doing it. And I'm just so excited. I got to share the story about Jill before we end this show. Jill did take my course, and she was the very first person from that class to get her show launched, have her album art, have five podcasts ready to go. And she, you were emailing me. You were so active. Your personality came through the training like not most people show up, because you just grasp it and you just went for it. And you were just so damn excited. I remember just your energy was, and if that's nothing, Jill, that all you bring is great energy, that's really everything. Wouldn't you agree? Like your attitude, your energy?
Yes. You know, people, I took a strength test recently, and I thought my biggest strength was going to be zest, because I really have the zest for life. I always have a lot of energy. People get attracted to me for the energy even before I open my mouth. But sometimes it's like, you know, depending on the personality on the other side, they get turned off because, like, whoa, you're just so much. But again, just like you always say, Sam, on your podcast, you know, people are going to be attracted to you and some people aren't. And I just think I'm always the glasses half full. And I feel like life is short. Like, if you really want to go for something, you want to do something, just do it. What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, it doesn't work. So what? You try something else. I mean, that's my mentality. You know, I'm from foreigner parents. My parents were immigrants. So we really didn't have too much. And I think that's what really started forming this mentality of mine when I was really young, because we didn't have much growing up.
Yeah. And look, yeah. I think the only people that wouldn't be attracted to your personality are the ones who are just like, oh man, just dial it down, lady. A little too much positivity for me. But you know, you know what they see, Jill? They see themselves, and they think of how bad things are in their life. It's never a reflection on you or anybody that's really, it's always a reflection on themselves and how they feel they settled in life and they didn't go for their dream, you know?
True. True. I had heard that. I'm glad you reminded me of that, because sometimes, you know, you're human. I'm like, wow, you know, there's so many down people there, and they might have something else going on in their life too. And all you could do, I just pray for them, because I know it's not me.
No.
I just have to remind myself, okay, it's not me. I'm going to help the people who want to be helped, just like you helped me, Sam. Every single time I emailed you, you always came back. So for those of you who are interested in having a podcast or want to do any of his training or one-on-ones, he is really awesome. He really is. Thank you. I appreciate all the times you answered me.
Hey, look, I think any coach will say that there's nothing better than an engaged student, always. And I appreciate that. But it was just a pleasure, because when you have students, those of you that coach people, you're going to find there's going to be students who will pay you money and you'll never be able to find them again. And then there's some that will invest in you. Really what they're doing is investing in themselves, and they're just all about it, man. They just can't wait to dive in even more. So Jill's got a podcast. It's called The Natural Networker with Jill Merriman, networking, finance, sales for your business. Check it out. As of this recording, she has over 30 shows on iTunes. You're rocking it, Jill. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's exciting. You know, I love getting on there, and I love talking about just my day. Sometimes it's National Pizza Day, and then I somehow bring it into the business. You know, I like to balance it out with networking and some sales tips and some finance tips. Being an accountant with over 30 years experience, I find that even the smallest thing could really help somebody. People really don't know how much they make in their business.
Yeah.
Whether and how much they spend. And that's important for network marketers. They need to know their ROI, their return on investment.
Let me ask you, let's leave the audience with one tip: momentum. I talk a lot about momentum. We got the Momentum Club, all of that, but you're all about momentum. What is it? If I'm just sitting here, it's a Monday morning, it's raining outside, not really feeling like hitting the gym, not really feeling like working on my business, I'm just kind of blah. What's a tip? What do you feel like? How do you get yourself out of that blah to getting going, just taking a first step?
Well, gosh, that's a good question. I look inside and I say, you know what? If I don't do this now, I'm not going to feel any better tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to have that much more to do. So I do have a to-do list every single day. And I just feel like, just put it out there, you know, just take one foot and put it in front of the other. And sometimes if I have a really big project, like today, I do have a big project. It's going to take 3 or 4 hours. Oh, I have my first webinar coming up on Wednesday. So that's what I'm doing after this, is I'm going to go through it, my whole PowerPoint again, just to make sure everything's good. So what I do on this rainy day, because it's raining here in Jersey, I say, you know what? I'm just going to try it for 15 minutes. And if I really don't feel like it for 15 minutes, I'm going to go and watch something or listen to a podcast or listen to a really good song, and then I'll come back. But you know what happens, Sam? Most of the time, after 15 minutes, I'm into it and I don't even realize it. And then I just keep going.
That's it. I love that. See, just get going. It's the same, for example, going to the gym. Nobody wants to go because right. We think of that first 10 minutes, your bones are crickety and you're cold and everything. But once you're 15 minutes in, you're like, yeah, same with business, same with everything. Once you get into it, I think that's great advice. Just get going, because once you start moving, then you're moving and grooving, you know, and you got your attitude and you've got the energy working. And I wish everybody could just take that, put it in a bottle. Why don't you do that, Jill? Why don't you make a bottle called Momentum? And then,
I would love that. That's like the Pet Rock. I know you're, you know, back from the 70s, like, yes. Right? Pet Rock, the hula hoop, all that stuff. You know what? There needs to be a momentum bottle.
A bottle of momentum. Just send it to people. And then, boy, we're really dating ourselves, though. We start bringing up 70s references. This could
listen. You started it with moving and grooving, okay?
Moving and grooving. That's right. Moving and grooving. Isn't that a 70s reference? So,
all right. I'm going to say one last 70s reference.
Yeah.
Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack. Do you know who he is?
Wolfman Jack. I actually reference Wolfman Jack in my presentation when I'm doing a podcast. I say my first podcast, I sounded like Wolfman Jack. It was horrible. So
really? Oh, my God. I haven't heard that in so long. But when I thought of 70s, I was like, there you go. That was him. I know the younger people on this podcast are like, who is that?
But look it up. Just Google Wolfman Jack. But I tried to explain. The older people in the audience always get it, because I tell people, yeah, hey, it's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. And I'm like, wow, that was a terrible attempt to be Wolfman Jack on my first show. So
I love it. I love hilarious. It. You are hysterical. You are hilarious.
Let's check out Jill Merriman. Make sure you check out her podcast on iTunes. And also just go to JillMerriman.com. Let her know give her a little Everyday Saturday love. Let her know we sent you over there. And Jill, it was great meeting you in Vegas and staying in touch over the summer. And I'm just excited for all you have working. And it's all because of just your positive attitude. And that is so crucial to anybody's success. And I know you're going to crush it coming into 2018. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Sam. And who knows, maybe you and I will be on stage together one day.
Ooh. Wouldn't that be great?
And I would love that.
The intro music would be something from the 70s, you know?
Oh, totally. Oh my gosh. I'm already going to have to look up the songs. Absolutely. I was a disco chick.
Studio 54 type music intro in the show. It'd be beautiful.
Oh my God. And we could come in from opposite ends of the stage. I could wear like a jumpsuit. You could wear a jumpsuit. I'll put a wig on. Like Sonny and Cher almost.
Yeah. The possibilities. Some people right now are just rolling their eyes like, oh my, did they just go there? Did they seriously just go there? Jill, thanks so much. And all the best to you. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Sam. I really appreciate you having me as a guest. Love it.
All right. We'll see you. Have the best day ever, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit EveryDayIsSaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EveryDayIsSaturday.